What's up, everybody? It's Devin. No Drew, no Kush. Just me, all by myself. We couldn't get together this week. And not 100% sure when we can get together next week, if at all. So I'm going to just do a quick solo pod. Just to keep up appearances. Do my fantasy week in review segment. I'm going to touch on some other things, too. We can start with the fantasy week in review. Let's start with that. So, our winner of the week is Drew's Bay 93. Trey? Is that supposed to be 93? I don't know. Not sure what the what cuss is going for there. I get the Drew's Bay part. I get that. 175.9 points. Good job, cuss. This McKinnon trade's working out well for you. Our loser of the week, and I'm so sorry, it's Timmy, who doesn't get his team name mentioned here because it constantly changes. But last week it was Dev is a Great Dad. That was a beautiful team name. Best team name of the year, by far. And just barely the loser of the week, I think by 1 point or even less than a point. So better luck next week. I did not look to see do any ad drop segment this week. I just didn't have time. I'm sorry. But there was a lot of trades, so I will go over those. I made a trade with Yofa or Bust, traded Getzlaf for Pekka Rene. I needed a goalie, and I think he needed a forward, so it worked out well for us. But that's really small fry compared to the other two trades that were made. Pauly, Yofa or Bust, and Cus Drew's Bay 93 added again, making another blockbuster trade amongst each other. Apparently, McKinnon was not enough. Cust wanted all the Avalanche players, so he traded for Gabriel Landeskog and PK Subban and gave up Jacob Trouba and TJ Oshie. It is my opinion that he paid too much. I'm not sure. Mainly because I don't know about Landeskog and Oshie. I don't know who is better. Landeskog's been hurt. So I kind of feel like it's a wash there. They're both high-scoring offensive teams. They're both good forwards. So I think right now Oshie has a better like points per game, fantasy points per game, but I mean, Landeskog's been hurt. He's only played like 10 games. So, but, you know, Cust has taken on risk there with getting Landeskog. And I know that Trouba is going to be better than PK Subban. Subban, I traded him to Pauly when he was high on his wisdom teeth drugs. And, I don't know, the Devils are terrible. They've been really bad. And PK Subban has been pretty bad himself, so yikes. And Trouba's been great. I think he's averaging like 3 points a game, which is great for a defenseman. So, gosh, you gave up a lot of great defensemen for your dominant forward core. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out, but I will say I'm jealous of McKinnon and Landeskog when he is healthy, and Mikko Rantanen, which he already also got in another trade with Cal Heater Fan Club, which I forget which Kevin that is, but either Dan or Andy. I should probably know that. But Martin Jones and Mikko Rantanen for Thomas Greiss and Nikita Kucherov. And again, I don't know how to feel about this one. This one's a lot. This one's really, I don't know. I don't know who won this trade. This one I'll have to wait and see. Kucherov was so great last year, but he is, the Tampa Bay team as a whole is just, it seems like as soon as that regular season ended last year, they took a step back, like got swept in the playoffs, and then they're not even in a playoff spot right now. This probably has something to do with Kucherov not being a 100-point player at the moment. So, I mean, Mikko Rantanen is sick, and he gets to play with McKinnon, so we'll see. I don't know. I don't know who won that. And Martin Jones for Greiss, I don't know. They're both the same goalie to me in my mind. And then one other thing I want to mention is Kush and Drew made a trade with each other, and I can't pull it up, so I forget who the players were, but I will just say that they traded two players to each other. It was 2 for 2, and then they immediately both dropped a player from the trade, so they could have just traded 1 for 1. I don't know what they were doing there. That was kind of interesting. So that's it for Fantasy Weekend Review. Before I go, I just wanted to kind of touch on some Flyers topics. They're on a 5-game win streak, which is great. They've beaten some good teams. Vancouver is pretty good. They beat Columbus, who's not that great. Destroyed Detroit, which is what they need to do. They beat Montreal, and let's just talk about that Provorov goal. Amazing. Provorov is killing it this year. The glue of the defense. The toe drag between the legs was beautiful enough on its own, but the offensive stick lift is always my favorite. Drew did it last year. So sick. And then finishes. That was great. Thank God Carey Price wasn't in that, though. And then they beat Toronto 6-1 in, like, the last 5 minutes of the game. But they definitely deserved to win that game, so it was nice to... Toronto's struggling this year, but they're still a good team. So it's nice to, you know, to beat them always. Great that Ghost got to score and JVR got to score in garbage time there. That should go a long way. After the game, I really liked something that Kevin Hayes said in the postgame. He said something about how this is the tightest locker room he's ever been a part of. And I think a couple other guys mentioned that too. And there was a story about Nolan Patrick. I think he went over. He was at the Hayes' house for Thanksgiving. Which is, it's just really, this team seems to be like a team, which is really cool. I get a lot of 2017 Eagles vibes from them. Not saying they're going to win the Stanley Cup. I'm just saying as far as how close the team is, they're pretty close. Also, the Flyers put out. They had Kevin Hayes mic'd up, I think, in the Montreal game. Or I don't know. I can't remember what game it was. Maybe a couple games. But pretty funny. He's a pretty funny dude. Definitely talks a lot. He had a nice chirp. Called a guy a leaf eater. Because he looks like a giraffe. That was pretty funny. Last couple days, that Toronto game, only 15,000 tickets were sold. And far less than that actually went to the game. It's probably like 11 or 12,000 people showed up at the game. So this whole conversation about the Flyers' attendance is starting to get some steam. Especially, it's just odd because the Flyers are finally good, but now their attendance numbers... The Flyers have always held their attendance numbers, even though they've been boring for the last 5 years. But we talked about that over the summer, actually. I remember, I think, maybe the playoffs are still going on. Where it was right around draft time, about how you can't expect the fan base to be so loyal without giving them anything. And I cautioned that the Flyers were playing with fire here, and they were breeding something that I feel is very dangerous, and that was apathy amongst the fan base. And I think that's what happened. Like, it finally happened last year. Apathy set in for a large chunk of the fan base, and that no one cares that they're good now. Also, just season ticket holders are aging out, and they're not replenishing them with younger people. It's going to take some time for them to reverse that trend and to get people back. I think there's a lot of probably dormant Flyers fans out there. That if their team's good for like a year or two, they'll come right back and they'll be back to selling out every game. But like, I mean, the Flyers are lucky they had such good attendance last year and the year before. They haven't been in a playoff spot at this point in the season since 2011. I mean, it's just been bad. So I don't know why everyone seems so shocked. It definitely has nothing to do with Kate Smith. So just stop talking about that. Flyers play the Coyotes tonight. By the time you listen to this, that game will be over. So hopefully the Flyers win. And hopefully the next time we all get together and do a pod, the winning streak is still going on. That'd be really nice. But the Flyers look really good. They're a lot of fun, so just enjoy it. It's been nice talking to you guys. Sorry again that we couldn't meet up. Just really crazy with the holidays. It's not as fun when I can't screw up Drew. Delay the ending. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go. See you guys.